Okay, Tov, and welcome back to our continuing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. This morning we are going to begin a sugya on Daf Chet, really ending up our original sugya on Daf Chet Amud Bet, and go to Daf Tet Amud Bet. But as you will see, the bulk of the text that we deal with will be relatively disconnected from Yevamot, and we will go through it rather quickly. And it deals chiefly with the Psukim that are on the page, Pasuk 1 through 8, chiefly 3 through 8. And then we'll go back to our Mishnah, and although the text that we will look at will be very brief, the explanation will necessitate quite a bit of time. To that end, I have appended a second page to the source sheet, page 8, which details some of the issues and lays them out in hopefully simple form. We are on Daf Chet Amud Bet at two dots Gufa, right? And we are picking up Rebbe's drasha on Vilakach Vilakcha V'Yibem V'Yibma. Gufa Rebbe Yomer Vilakach Vilakcha V'Yibem V'Yibma. What is the drasha? L'sort Tzarot V'Arayot. So our question on the drasha is Midi Tzarot K'tiva Hacha? It doesn't say Tzarot. Tzarot Me'Litzornaf. Besides which, in our famous drasha that we have been in the Masachet, we identify the Isur Sarat Erva through Yibum through the verb Litzror, as opposed to the Lakach, Lakachav, Yibam, the Bim, Yibma. So Litzror, Mapikle Rebbe, Lecha Rabbi Shimon. The answer is that Rebbe uses Litzror for another drasha, as Rabbi Shimon does. Rabbi Shimon's drasha, which is that Litzror indicates that two wives fall to a brother number one and brother number two die, and they all both fall to brother number three, and they were two sisters, brother number one and brother number two marry sister one, sister two, and they both fall to brother three. Rabbi Shimon says that they need chalitza. Why do they need chalitza? This is something we'll deal with on Daf Tet Amud Bet also, and it's clarified on the next page, page 8. Is because when brother number one dies, sister number one falls to brother number three, and only to brother number three. When brother number two dies, what happens is sister number two is now the sister of brother number three's almost wife. And that almost relationship is called a zikah. Achot zikukato, Rabbi Shimon says, is enough of a relationship to forbid yibum, but not enough of a relationship to allow release without chalitza. And so the way that he darshans the case, that yibeim v'yibma, in other words, only when either one of them would be an option, well, only when both of them theoretically would be an option, does he miyabeim either one. Otherwise, they need chalitza. So that's what Rebbe does with Litzror. Good. Zara hachaktiv, hakama imken lima krav alakach, my velakcha. So when our second question was, it doesn't say Zara here, because we asked two questions. One is, it doesn't say Zara here. The other one is, we learned Isur Tzarot from Litzror. So if we answered the second one first and said that Litzror, Rebbe used for Rabbi Shimon's drasha, that you have to be able to take either, both of them theoretically, to allow either one. And as far as why it doesn't say tzara here, plain as follows: Imkei lemakrav v'lakach, my v'lakacha. Why does it say he shall take her? Olicha echa deika treli kuchin, boy nasiv hai v'boy nasiv hai sharya. As long as both options are available, then he takes this one v'lakacha. He takes her. I'd be lo tavayu asurin, but if either one of them is asur, then they're both asur. Ma means b'malkam yibum hudasira. This limitation only applies to Malkum Mitzvah. If there's no Yibum, then this limitation of saying I could only marry one of the wives does not prevent me from marrying her, even though the other one is Asur. Now, for Rabbanan, who disagree with Rebbe, what do they do with Lakacha? This is an interesting approach that Rabbi Yosef Chanina says. Says that if a man is miyabim his sister-in-law and then divorces her, we might think at that point that she still has a din of eshetach and she's already been released, and so therefore there is no zika and he can't marry her anymore. She stands as an erva. The answer is Velakacha. She now becomes a normal wife to him. And if he divorces her, and of course she marries nobody in the meantime, and of course he's not a Kohen, etc., then he can take her back. V'yibma. What's Yibma? Al Korcha. That's something we'll get to later in, I think, Perek. That Yibum can happen against the will of the one. Now, Rabbi Yosef Hanina, where does Rabbi get the drasha of Rabbi Yosef Hanina if he already used Velakcha to teach that she is a normal wife now? Mili Isha Nafka, because if you look at the Pasuk, it says Velakcha lo li Isha, put that in italics. Right? Al Korcha mi Yivama Yavo Aleha Nafka. And the drasha of Al Korcha, that it can be the Yibum happens against her will, comes from Yivama Yavo Aleha, not from. Good. Now, for Rabbi, hi Aleha Mayabdilei. Now, let's get back to our original word. Since we learned that Aleha is the block that says Yibum doesn't trump Arayot, and Rabbi learned it from V'yibman V'lakacha, so what does he do with Aleha? Right now, we're going to a general Shas Sukhya about Shkagot. Beitin, Parsha, the end of Parsha Vayikra talks about various chataot, it's note number one on the page. And if the Beit Din gives errant instruction to Am Yisrael, then the Beit Din and the Am Yisrael behaves based on that. The Beit Din has to bring a particular kind of korban chatat. However, that's limited to davar shezdono kared v'shingato chatat. It is limited to something that if it were done intentionally by an individual, he'd be chayav kared for, not just any sin. The same thing applies to the special korban brought by the Kohen HaMashiach, and Veloba Vodat Kochavim, and the power of Vodat Kochavim, which is listed in Bamidbar Tetvav. El Adavar Shachavinos Dono Kared, Shmiato Chatat. Alright, good, that's the rule. We haven't gotten to Aleha yet. Tnan Nami, Kol Mitzvah Sheba Torah, Shachavinos Dono Kared, Shmiato Chatat. Anything that has that rule, Kared, that's Shabbat, and Idion Yom Kippur, and a whole list of arayot, etc., then yachin mevi kisba. Then if an individual regular citizen violates that due to error, then he brings a lamb, osira, a lamb or a goat, female, nasi mevi sa'ir, if it's the melech or the nasi, then he brings a male goat, mashiach uveitin mevi impar, whether it's the kohen mashiach or the beitin, they bring a par. Look at note number one, it lists all of the different possibilities. Uvavodat kochavim, let's say that the error happened in Avodah Zarah, yachid, nasi, umashiach, v'in sira. Whether the individual citizen, kohen gadol, or the melech, bring a female goat, tzibur, but if it's the tzibur, meaning the beitin, v'in par v'sa'ir, par lola v'sa'ir l'chatat. Good, and that's again listed in Bamidbar Tevav. And we'll see all the psukim, although they're all laid out on the page. How do we know this entire presentation? This is talking about the par of the tzibur. It says they find out the chatat, and it doesn't say what kind of sin they did. Sin shechatu aleha. Rabbi Omer ne'amar kan aleha v'ne'amar la'alan aleha. So here it says, in this general statement of the chatat, aleha, and in the case of a chot isha, it says aleha. We should know that word by now pretty well. Just like a chot isha we know is an isur karet, so all of the things that are included in the partial tzibur, etc., are all things from there we are going to derive in a minute and apply them to all the chataot in the end of a yikra, are only things for which you are chayav karet. So therefore, if you did malachan yontif, which is chiyuv malkot, then if b'shogeg, you wouldn't bring a korban chatat. Beitin instructed errantly about Malach HaNyantim. Then they would not bring a korban chatat. At least not that chatat. Good. Now, Ashkechan Tzibur. So far, we only know from the Tzibur where the word Aleha appears, and then we derive from Nachot Isha. Mashiach Menalan. How do we know that applies to the Kohen Mashiach? Tiv Mashiach Ve'ashma Ta'am. If you take a look at Pasuk number 4, it says, Kohen Mashiach sins le'ashma ta'am, which is a very strange phrase. The idea is, a Mashiach ketzibur, that the Mashiach doing a sin, it's like the tzibur doing a sin. So he's been brought into the parsha of the tzibur. Now, yachid v'nasi, how do we know if it applies to the individual citizen or to the melech? Ati mitzvot, mitzvot. If you take a look, I bolded the phrase that in both the case of the nasi and the individual, that's 5 and 6 respectively, the word mitzvot appears, which also appears in Pasuk number 3, which is where we started the drasha from. Now, v'lo b'avodat kochavim, ela d'vashos nachavinos d'rokar t'gatochata. The same thing is true about avodah zarah. If they do avodah zarah in a way that's only chiyuv lav, chiyuv malkot, and not a chiyuv karet, then the same thing, that's the only time that applies. Tzibur b'avodat kochavim yalit meinei meinei. That is a drasha that we get from Pasuk number 70, meinei ha'ida. This is when there's a shgaga of avodah zarah. And we get that from Pasuk number 3, where it also says meinei, meaning it was hidden from the eyes of the people. Chinasiyu Mashiach, how do we know that if a regular citizen, a king, or Kohen Gadol violates avodah zarah, and it's only limited to things of karet, mivim nefesh achad, meaning echad yachid, echad nasim, echad mashiach, mashma. Take a look at Pasuk number 6. It says if one person, any one person, violates it, they're all in the same category. And that's, again, mimitzvot, and then meinei haida. Good. So it's, in Pasuk number 8 from Nefesh Achat, and that is Musaf al Nyan Rishon. That's picking up from the previous statement in Bamidbar Tedvav about a violation meinei haida. Good. Now, my mashma vav mosif al nyan rishon. The vav connects it to the earlier statement. Vila mei tachton min ha'elyon. Good. So that we learn this as being the same as the earlier statement, Torah, which is about the var shechavino tono karet, which we get from meine, which goes back to vayikra, which ultimately cuts back to aleha, going back to achotisha. So in other words, all chataot are only in case of in errant action, which, if done purposely, would bring karet. And we start from Achot Isha. So therefore, Rebbe needs Aleha to start this entire chain of drashot. Good, which is where we were. Now, parenthetically, we say, Hai Svarim and Alehu. Rabbanon, Hai Svarim and Alehu. So how do Rabbanon get this if they used Aleha for the Ptur of Tzarot? Avgumin ma'akbil Rebbe Yeshua Libre. Rebbe Yeshua taught his son to read as follows. Torah achat yalachem la'oseh bishkagah. The end of the Parsha in Parsha Shlach of Avodah Zarah Bishkaga. It says Torah Achat Yelachem. It's one rule for everybody. Nefesh Taseh Yad Ramah. And then the next pasuk is if somebody does it intentionally, and it's a Torah Achat, meaning all the Torah, and then it's talking about Avodah Zarah. Kshuk Kol Torah Kula Avodat Kochavim. Ma Avodat Kochavim Dajer Varsh Chavim Nachutzon Karei Yashin Nachutzat. Just like in general, Avodah Zarah is something for which there is karet, and therefore Bishogeg it's a chatat. I didn't know this is an avodah, etc. So that's how Rabbanan inferred that the whole range of chataot only apply to things, and if done b'mezid, it would be a karet. Now, ashkachan yachid v'nasi mashiach, v'nodak kochavim l'shar mitzvot. Well, so far that works only for all the individual citizens. But tzibur v'odak kochavim minayin. And we also know that if the tzibur, meaning the Beit Din, err about something else, that it's limited to karet, how do we know that Sibur and Avodat Kochavim is there. Makra v'im nefesh. That's what it says. V'im nefesh achat. Then al yon mitachton. Right? Now, it's Sibur b'shar mitzvot minal. And how do we know that the Sibur, when it comes to not Avodah Zarah things, alf meinei meinei. Good. So now, that means that Rabbanan have a entire system without using Aleha that gets us to the same result. Good. For Rebbe, hi Torah Achat me'avilei, and they got it from Torah Achat. So what does Rebbe do with Torah Achat? Meaning, all the rules are the same. He said as follows, we have a break that says, we see the text distinguishes between the tzibur and individuals here in Chataot. In Avodah Zarah, yechidim is skila, if an individual does Avodah Zarah, he gets skila. Fichach momonan palet, and therefore, his estate belongs to his heirs, and they get to keep it. Merubin, but if you have a whole community, Irani Dachat that does Avodah Zarah, then it's Besayif, the execution is by the sword. Fichach Moran Aved, and what's the halach in the Torah? That all of the estate of members of the Irani Dachat is burned, is destroyed. Now, Yachol Nachlok Bekorbanotei, and I might think, and very reasonably, therefore, if a community does Avodah Zarah based on error, their korban should be different than if an individual does Avodah Zarah based on error. That's why it says Torah Achat to tell me when it comes to the korbanot of a chatat, when done near, it doesn't matter if it was a whole community that did it or it was done by an individual. It's only when it comes to mezid that we distinguish between a yachid and a yiranidah. Now, matkif Rav Chilkiya me'agronia, tam dechat avrachmana Torah Achat yalachem. You're going to tell me that the only reason that I give them the same korban? Because it says Torah Achat, Halav Hachi Avin and Chalek. So how would we distinguish? My Leitu, what would we want them to bring? Leitu Par? Par Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvot, Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvot Dudu Mait. Right? That's what the Tzibur brings when they do other mitzvah, they violate other things. It says Vayikra, they bring a par. Kispa, they want to bring a lamb. Yachid B'Shar Mitzvot Dudu Maitu. That's what an individual brings. Sa'ir, a goat. Nasi B'Shar Mitzvot Dudu Maitu. That's what a melech brings for Shar Mitzvot. Shar Mitzvot means not a Vodazar. Par la'olav sa'ir l'chatat, you want them to bring those two korbanot? Tzibur b'avodot kochavim hu demaitu. That's what the tzibur brings, b'avodah zora. Velamai si'ira, what, you want a female goat? Yachid nami, hainu korbano. That's also the yachid's korban. Yistar zachamein ahoyo v'tzibur b'hora maitu par la'olav sa'ir l'chatat. Since the tzibur, if they were instructed in error, brings those two korbanot, inu nami neitu, maybe the tzibur themselves, if they do the avodah zara, not just were instructed, they themselves should bring those same two korbanot, as opposed to a bunch of individuals who will always just bring a regular chatat. So, nominate to ipcha, but they'll bring a par le chatat, seir lo la, inami tzarich v'in lo takona. Or maybe it means that they have some other korban, but we don't know, but we don't have the fix for it. Kamash v'lan, that's why it says Torah achat, to say, when it comes to Shogeg, everybody's the same. With the community, individuals all bring the same korban. I'm really Levi the Rabbi. Now, that's the end of the first part, which again took up a bulk of the text, and was chiefly not associated with Yevamot, except for the issue of Aleha. And now we have, again, a very small bit of text to do, but a very meaty part. Levi was a student of Rebbe. After Rebbe passed away, and Levi was not made Rosh Hashiva, Levi then came to Bavel, the famous limper who came to Bavel. Good. I'm going to leave you the Rebbe. My year yet a time tedvav. He said, why does it say 15 in our Mishnah? Litni tedzayin, it should say 16. In other words, Levi clearly had one more he wanted to add to the list and was surprised it wasn't there. So Amar Le Rebbe was surprised. He said, Kimaduma Lisha in the Moach Makad Kado. This guy has no brains, it seems. What is it he's suggesting should go on? Ma'adatech, what do you think should go in? Imo Anusat Aviv? What do you want to add in there? That if his mother, who was raped by his father, in other words, he was the product of a rape between his father and his mother, and his father never married his mother, but she ended up marrying the brother, who was a paternal brother, and then he died and she fell to him. You're saying that's not listed in our Mishnah? He said, there's no way to list that. Why? Because Imon Anusat Aviv Plukter Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. As we saw earlier, the issue of Anusat Aviv, according to Rabbanan, Anusat Aviv is Mutilo. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that it's Asulo because of Smuchim and Knaf Shura Aviv, etc. Good. And Uplukter Lo Kamairi. So the principle that's going to guide us, kind of as a subtext throughout the rest of this piece today, is that the Tana did not want to mention an erva that is subject to dispute, only something that there's a consensus about. So that would be the true. V'lovare Yisra Mitzvah, Yisra Kedusha. We have other Mishnayot that talk about Yisra Mitzvah, which is a woman who's also Drabbanan, a Shniot, a Rayot Shniot, which we'll get to later on, or Yisra Kedusha, meaning somebody who is prohibited as a Lav. Now remember Rabbi Kiva, and we'll get into this later on, breaking down the line. Rabbi Kiva is famous for the Shita, that Iser Kedusha, Kedushin also are not Tofes. And if you have relations with an Iser Kedusha, like with a Natin or a Mamzer, or with an Amoni or Moab, etc., the child is a Mamzer. We don't paskin like that. We say it's only if it's a Erev or Mita Beitin, it is a Chiv Karit or Mita Beitin. There's no Kedushin or Kedushin on Tofes. But Rabbi Akiva therefore says that if, let's say, a Mamzeret fell to you, that there would be no Zika at all, and there'd be a Ptur to all the Tzarot, etc. And Uktani Pirkin, Uktani. And that is mentioned in the Mishnah as the Machloket is mentioned, which means Yevamot is not Machloket free. Now the Pirkin Karmina, what we meant is in our parak, the opening parak, they didn't want to mention Machloket. Ah, Babet Sham, Matirin, Tatzarot, Lachinu, Vitel, Losrin. Famous Mishnah we're going to get to in a couple daf. Machloket, Beit Hel, Beit Sham, about the status of the Tzarot. Which leads to a whole discussion about the nature of Psak. That Beit Sham Malkum Beit Hillel in the Mishnah. Mentioning Beit Sham alongside Beit Hillel is not mentioning Machloket. It's mentioning the opinion Halacha, Beit Hillel, and then Beit Sham. Good. In other words, we don't want to mention a dispute, which is still a dispute. Good. Remember, the second to last item on our list is the Eshet Achim Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. And that case is where brother number one married a woman, and I'm going to make this a little bit more complex, and died. And before anything happened with his living brother number two, brother number three was born. At that point, brother number two does yibum on the girl. Brother number two then dies. Brother number three does not perform yibum on this girl because her original zika to him, her original relationship to him happened when he was Eshet Achiv Shalaya Balamo, meaning when she was a Shomer Yavam for brother number one. He had never shared the world with brother number one. Therefore, she was always usher to him, and even though she subsequently married brother number two and then died, fell to him, nonetheless, there is no Zika at all. Now, that is a machloket of Shimon Rabbanan. Figure of Shimon Rabbanan, v'ktani, which means that we have an item on our list, on our very first Mishnah, which is subject to dispute. The answer is not so simple. V'nolad l'sof yibem lo paligur b'Shimon. Rabbi Shimon agrees in the case that I just outlined, which is if brother number one dies, leaving a wife, and before brother number two does anything, brother number three is born, then Rabbi Shimon agrees that brother number three is always also the wife. Rabbi Shimon disagrees is if brother number one died, brother number two did yibum on the girl, and then brother number three was born, and then subsequently brother number two dies, Rabbanan say she's also to brother number three because she comes originally from brother number one, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, but currently she's coming from brother number two, and brother number three and brother number two shared the world at the same time. Therefore, there is a Zika. Good. Rabbi Shai testified that Rabbi Shimon disagreed even about the first case. The answer is, Rabbi Shai was already disproven. Which means that Rabbi Shimon does agree that Eish Achiv Shalai Abolamo really is an Erva. It's just in some cases, he says it's not described as Eish Achiv Shalai Abolamo. He doesn't disagree. He just says we don't call Eish Achiv Shalai Abolamo, but she's falling from brother number two, and brother number three and brother number two were alive at the same time. Good. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chein Tani Rav Chia, V'chulan Ani Korei Mahen Asura Lezeh, Muteret Lezeh, Asura Lezeh, Muteret Lezeh, V'chotashi V'imtach Oletzet O'mitjabemet. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time explaining this here because the sheet, page number 8, really presents it clearly, and just take a look. But I'll give this sort of the highlights. And this really belongs to a sugya at the beginning of the third parak. But the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak describes a scenario where we've got four brothers, brothers 1 through 4. Brother 1 and 2 marry sisters 1 and 2. And then brothers 1 and 2 die. So what happens? Brother 3 cannot do yibum on sister 1. Why? Because sister one is also the sister of his almost wife, which is sister number two, because she's got a Zika to him. By the way, in this case, the sisters have no special relationship with brothers three or four. They're just co-sister. They're just they're sisters-in-law from their dead brother. And the same thing with brother number four. In other words, there's a need for chalitza, but there's no yibum here. Right? We saw the need for chalitza a couple minutes ago with the drasha Rabbi Shimon. However, the next Mishnah Bet in Perek Gimel says that let's say one of those sisters was an erva to brother number three. Let's say, as an example, brother number one married brother number three's mother-in-law. Certainly possible. And brother number two married brother number four's brother-in-law and mother-in-law. And then brothers number one and two die. What happens? Sister number one is brother number three's mother-in-law, and sister number two is brother number four's brother. So what happens? Brother number one dies, and then brother number two dies. They both fall to both brothers, but not really, because sister number one is usher to brother number three. Therefore, she's not an achot zekukato. In other words, sister number two is not achot zekukato, and therefore he can totally have yibum with sister number two, or do chalitza, and the same is opposite in that direction. That's the meaning of that phrase. Now, the catch of that, as far as our sugi goes, is as follows. The Rav Yehuda Matarge, sorry, V'hama Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein tam rechia. V'chulan rikar v'han asura l'zem u'tel l'zem asura l'zem u'tel l'zem u'chata she givim tachol etzom yitabem. In other words, Rav said, all 15 women on our list could play that scenario, could be in that scenario where one of them is an erva to one of the brothers, but not to the other, and the other one is an erva to the other brother, and so that they, that the other achot could have yibum or yichalitza, and the other one's totally patur. Rav Yehuda matargem, but Rav Yehuda said, mechamatov ha'elech, that only works from mother-in-law on down, meaning the first six relationships could not happen that way. Why? Because if brother number one, brother number two married two sisters, and one of those sisters is the daughter of brother number three, then the other sister's also his daughter. Think about it that way. And therefore, it's not possible for one to be usher to him and the other not. And the same thing with granddaughters, the same thing with bat ishto, and all the way down. Aval shita bavi deresha lo. Why? Maitam akeven de bito ba'onsin mishkachat la b'nisuin lo mishkachat la. Because the only way that bito could happen be is if she was his daughter from a rape, not from a marriage. In which case, it would be possible to have it be sisters, but not having any sort of sisterly relationship, not as sisters to each other, but they're not both bito, and therefore the other one could be mutter to him. But that only works be'onsin. And he's suing kamayah be'onsin lo kamayah. So Rav Yehuda says, our Tana only wants to talk about situations where there was a regular marriage and not an onus. Abaye matargem af bito me'anusato. Abaye says, no, the Rav meant that even including the first six, because even if the only way to have make it happen is in the case of onus, that's fine. So since it's possible, we could describe it as being from onsin. I'm not understanding how we good. This is what we care about. Lo, that cannot be included in Rav's statement that all of them could have this. Asura lezeh muter lezeh. Why? My time. That's what he means. In other words, that because this scenario of having one sister mutter to one brother but not the other, and the other sister mutter to the other brother but not the first, in the when the erva that's blocking is Eshar Achiv Shaloyah Balamo, could only happen according to Rabbi Shimon and not according to Rabbanan. Why? Because as I lay down on page 8, the scenario is as follows. You have four brothers. Brother 1 and 2 marry sisters 1 and 2. Brother 1 dies. Brother number 5 is now born. Sister number 1 does yibum with brother number 3. Perfectly legit. However, what was the relationship between brother number 5 and sister number 1? Ishtachiv shalei b'alamo, they can never marry. Good. Brother number 2 then dies. Brother number 6 is born. Sister number 2 is now mityabemet to brother number 4. So what's the relationship between sister number 2 and brother number 6? Is usher forever. But sister number 2 and brother number 5, perfectly fine, because she was married to brother number 2, and brother number 5 and brother number 2 were alive at the same time. In the meantime, what's the relationship between sister number 1 and brother number 5? Sorry, and sister number 1 and brother number 6. According to Rabbi Shimon, they're mutter. Why? Because sister number 1 was already married to brother number 3, and then brother number 6 came along. In that case, according to Rabbi Shimon, sister number one, and brother number six could have yibum. Sister number two and brother number five could have yibum, and not the opposite. But according to Rabbanan, sister number two and brother number five could never have yibum, sister number one and brother number six could never have yibum, because sister number one is coming from brother number one, and brother number six and brother number one weren't alive at the same time. Again, it's a little bit confusing, or a lot confusing. Take a look at the page, map it out for yourself, and you see it actually is quite clear. And so therefore, the Asur Lezeh Muter Lezeh scenario with Eshet Achiv Shalei Bolamo could only work according to Rabbi Shimon, not according to Rabbanan, and therefore we don't want to enter into Machloket. We're going to pick this up in the middle tomorrow and complete the discussion in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. As you can see from the schedule, we plan to get to the next Mishnah on Yod Gimel Amud Aleph by Wednesday. Everybody should have a great day.